Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You horn tootin'. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about today. There's no question about that. A lot of things came up yesterday. Didn't watch much of the election stuff last night. I looked at the results this morning. And they went to the letter exactly the way the national news predicted it would go. To the letter. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, there was absolutely nothing shocking about the results.
I mean, they said, well, she's probably going to win Vermont. I'm like, so she's going to lose 15 out of the 16? Or with American Samoa, does that make it 17 or is that still part of the 16?
Well, I don't call it 17. Why not? Throw an extra one in.
Yeah, round up. I like it.
You could round up to 17, no question about it. So, yeah, nothing. But what's funny about that is if you look at the numbers, and if you could pick two guys who Americans hate more, I don't know who they'd be. Honest to God. I mean, I don't hate either one of them. I think they both have their upsides. They both have their downsides. I just, they're not my kind of people. You know, I had when Donald Trump was president of the United States, I had lunch with him, Mar-a-Lago. And that's why I knew Mar-a-Lago, by the way. When they said it's worth about $18 million, I'm like, I don't know where you're going to build a place on that piece of land for $18 million. It'd be more like about $400 million. But yeah, I mean, he was very pleasant to me, and I've talked to him. Well, he used to come on the KQ Morning Show all the time when he was selling, wasn't that big book that he put out? What the hell was the name of that book again? Donald Trump,
isn't it the art of the deal or whatever?
Art of the deal. Exactly. Very good. I was thinking I did it my way, but that was Frank Sinatra. So never mind. But I mean, we've got a couple of things to talk about today. I'm going to address them. We talked a bit off the air about it, and I don't want to just, you know, not talk about things. But, yeah, so the election went exactly as they said it was, including Nikki Haley winning Vermont. Apparently she's going to step aside today. They keep talking about, I wonder if she'll endorse Donald Trump. She probably eventually will, but I doubt if he's going to do it today.
No. Take some time. Lick your wounds. I'm sure this is coming as a huge shock to her. There's a lot of emotional things that she's going through her head. So, yeah, take a couple days, and then you can announce.
Yeah. So that'll be – it's going to be pretty interesting to watch the whole deal. But I don't remember in my life, and I've been around for a while now, both candidates for president of the United States, the Republican and the Democrat, are disliked by most of the people. Yeah. It's like, what?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it'd be very ideal if both were just like, we're just not going to run.
Yeah.
Like, we're just going to step aside.
They just look at each other like, hey, I'm tired. Are you tired?
Yeah.
All right, let's go lay down.
They do the Larry David thing that I was talking about. You're just like, we're just going to, let's just both go home.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's all going to, I guess, we're going to find out, what is it, November 11th this year? November voting day. Do you know what that is this year?
I keep forgetting that it's an election year.
It is.
There's nothing I hate more.
It is.
There's nothing I hate more than politics.
Oh, than election years?
Politics in general.
Well, yeah.
Like, because it's... I just hate the amount of political advertising on TV. There's got to be a cap. There's got to be a cap.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. The one thing I will tell you is, you guys are of an age, you maybe are realizing it now, but you will a lot more in the future. Minnesota Nice. The reason we were using Minnesota Nice is, look, I was born in Minnesota. I love Minnesota. We have a house right down the road, just off 169. I mean, we love it and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. But the backstabbing in Minnesota, it's that passive-aggressive they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
What it really is backstabbing. It's not passive-aggressive. It's backstabbing assholism. And Minnesotans are really good at that. And that is the one thing about Minnesota that embarrasses me. I love the people. Our listeners are phenomenal. I'm having a great time on Facebook and doing the show. But Minnesotans, when they decide to go after you, boy, they won't do it to your face, but they'll do it behind your back. There's no question about it. I don't like that about Minnesota. It's way too political for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm sure it's probably like that a lot of places. Cause, and even if there are places that were like over the top nice, sometimes it's like, you know, I wish you just had a little bit more of an edge to you. Can we find
a little more of an edge?
Yeah.
One thing I loved about Boston and New York, it's like, oh, really? You think so? Why don't you go screw yourself, pal? I love that about New York and Boston. It's right to your face, baby. I don't like what you did. Get the hell away from me. So, yeah, we'll look at the election. It went exactly the way they said it was going to go, down to the letter of pick Nikki. I still love the fact that she had pick Nikki. It is a good slogan.
It's a hell of a slogan. The commercial is just her and her like family having a picnic next to the beach.
Yeah, pick Nikki.
Pick Nikki.
One thing we want to address, and I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it, but we talked about it a little bit. I love this guy dearly. I love his family. There's no question about it. But it is a big national story this morning from what I can see that my dear friend, and I do love the man, Nick Swardson was taken off stage in Colorado, a couple of days ago now, is it?
Yeah, it must have been over the weekend, I would assume.
Over the weekend, yeah. I really wish that kind of stuff wouldn't happen. I know his mother, his brother, his sisters. I love them dearly. They're a great... My children have known Nick Swardson since they were babies, you know, so his family, I love him. My family loves Nick. There's no question about it. I haven't talked to him yet. Usually I would have picked it up, but this one, if you haven't heard, ladies and gentlemen, it's in the national news and all the rest of it, but apparently he was taken off stage in Colorado. He then admitted that he did some edibles and a little alcohol on the airplane. So by the time he got on stage, he was in a shape he didn't realize he was going to be in. But, you know, and I talked to Nick, and I will talk to him soon. I'm not going to reach out to him. I'm going to wait till he calls me. But I'm going to tell him, Nick, it's a sign from God, buddy. It's time to dial her back. Well, same head. I wasn't doing the edibles. I was drinking a lot of wine at the time. And Catherine came to me 12 years ago, might be 13 years ago now, I don't know. She went and said, you know, this is really not fitting into the agenda. I said, okay, never drank again. That stuff, you know, I'm obviously not an alcoholic because alcoholics have a bitch of a time stopping drinking. And she said, you probably need to stop drinking. So I said, okay, no problem. I do miss hanging out with my buddies, but I got to be honest with you, at this point in my life, maybe we wouldn't be hanging out that much anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you're in your 30s, even your 40s, you hang out a lot and all the rest of it. But I'm just here to tell you, look, you know, I don't know if there's a greater being or whatever, but if there is, I'm asking you to help Nikki out, and I'll do whatever I can to help him out as well. We went through this a couple of things, but he's got a wonderful mother. His sister is just a sweetheart brother. Johnny's the nicest guy in the world. I think I love Nick Swardson. It's not just he's my friend. I love the guy. He's a great guy. I've seen it before. But, Nick, we're behind you. You need any help with anything or whatever, don't hesitate. It's going to be a while before I hear from him because I know Nick well enough. It's going to be a while before he picks up the phone and calls me, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, I think anytime you wake up in the morning and you're plastered all over TMZ for being drunk on stage, I think, yeah, you try to hide for at least a day or two.
Yeah, right, a little bit.
Did you guys see anything on the local news? Because I did not.
No, I haven't seen anything on the local news, but it's definitely, like, at least in the entertainment world in circles, seems to be on the front page of every news program.
Yeah, I saw I saw a tweet about it. I haven't watched the news in like a week.
who could blame you? It's election season. Why would you want to watch the news?
Right.
But I got to leave. I didn't see it. I did not watch the video, and I'm not going to watch the video because it would make me feel like shit to watch the video. I love the man. He's a dear friend. His family, my family, the whole deal. Whatever he needs from my family, he's going to get. And if I got to spend an hour with him a day on the phone just talking to him about it. I mean, I didn't go through this. It was not a situation where I just blew up on stage. One of the other guys I used to work with did once. I remember he came on stage in Vegas drunk. And he's like, I'll tell you something. I look over at him. I stare at him like, what the hell? He picks up the microphone, throws it across the stage, and walks off.
It's a hell of an exit.
Yeah. Talk about a mic drop.
You know what's really great about that? You're a bit player. Nobody gives a shit if you're here or not. Who cares? I don't know what that is about people who think they're performers that can come on stage drunk. Although there are some people that made a living out of it, so I suppose it does work.
There's some people where probably if they showed up sober and tried to sing a song, you'd be like, no, go in the back and drink a bottle of whiskey and then get back.
Yeah. So, Nick, I mean, or the family, if you're listening this morning, I'm just telling you, I didn't go through that, but I did go through giving up alcohol 12 years ago because my wife asked me to, and I went, okay, no problem. But I was never an alcoholic or, you know, I had to have a drink or my hands would shake. It was a lot easier for me, I guess is what I'm saying. I'm not saying it would be, it's difficult for a lot of people. It was very easy for me. Look, I already realized Catherine's too good for me, so what am I going to do, make it worse? Right?
Yeah.
So it's, we'll keep an eye on Nick's Wardson for you. I will close with this. Love the family. Love Nick. Anything he needs, he's going to get from me, and that's just how it is. So that's the deal. We have to take a break. I mean, that sounds about right to you guys, doesn't it?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. We hope he gets the help he needs and doesn't have to make this a regular occurrence.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It is unbelievable. We will be right back in a couple seconds, ladies and gentlemen. A guy I wish were drunk when he came on, Judd Zulgad, will join us right after this. Don't you wish he'd be hammered?
Whatever that'd Judd wants to fun. Do.
Drunk Judd would be cool. Yeah, I guess.
I'm not watching the Twins ever again.
Screw Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I just had some flashbacks of my dad. Thanks. Thanks for that a lot. I really appreciate it. March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the very first item on your list. Mine, too. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dandruff, and bacteria, which I do not want to do. I hate that thought. Zero Res platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly. I said environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. Three rooms of carpet cleaned, starting at just $129. $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average, check this out, 4.9-star rating. So, Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning today. It's a great offer, as a matter of fact. Be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard Special. Zero Res. Spell it forward or back. I got to read this the way. Are you guys still there? Can you pop on for 1 second?
Yeah, what's up?
I want to read this the way it's written. You ready to go?
Okay.
This is the way it was written. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning today, offer today, and be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard Special. Zero Res. Spell it forward or backyard. It spells the same. How do they not check their work?
Maybe it's a new branch of the company. They're going to Zero Res your backyard as well.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is, the guy who owns Zero Res is a good friend of mine, and I really, really wish they'd check their writing. That'd be good. Anyway, schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
Yeah, baby. Mike Lindell, MyPillow. I wonder if I didn't see him because I didn't watch it last night, but I assume Mike Lindell was at Mar-a-Lago, wasn't he? I think. I would guess he was anyway. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all of their continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM, and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98, and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses, mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA. On sale for as low as $99.99. Everything's on sale from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Please use promo code TOM, and you get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code TOM.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Just remember, Judd Zolgad, spell it forward or backyard.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Hey, cheers. Donna. Top of the morning.
Hey.
I got my beer right here. You said that you wish I'd come on drunk. And let me tell you something, Bernard. Let me tell you, AJ, Teven, I got some stuff to say today. I got some thoughts.
Let me just tell you, and let me tell you, that guy in eighth grade, I'm still going to kick his ass if I ever see him again.
Right after this one, I'm going to leave the house, I'm going to go kick his ass, and then I'm going to come back and do the other a podcast.
One mistake you made, you haven't taken the top off the bottle yet. The cap's still
That's coming. Bottle. That's coming. This is my 10th one this morning.
I let me tell you.
I think one time I actually showed up, it was, I guess it was on the way back from Las Vegas. We were having a lot of fun on the airplane and all the rest of it. And I remember coming the next day going, let me just tell you, it's like we had hit it so hard in Vegas that I hadn't recovered yet.
Yep.
And I kind of went, wait a minute, I've got a little bit of a cough. I'll see you tomorrow.
We've all been there before, I think so. Especially when you're young.
It is absolutely true. We were just, talking about, if you just tuned in, we're talking about our friend Nick Swartz and had a bit of a bitch of a time in Colorado a couple of nights ago. And
I saw that. Did you see the, I saw it on TikTok a couple of days ago. Did you see how, now I'm sure they saw some stuff be off stage, how quickly they took him off though?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's one thing about stand-up comedy now. You better be good or you're gone and you ain't ever coming back.
Well, from the venue's point of view, they probably knew he was drunk before, or they obviously knew he was drunk beforehand, so they're probably all standing on the side of the stage like, let's hope he can get through this, but we got to be ready to yank him off stage when the time comes.
But, I think the one positive thing I can do for Nick, because he is a dear friend of the whole family, as I've pointed out 50 times, and I'll continue to, because I'm not one of those guys that just because my friend murdered somebody, I'm going to turn on him. You know what I mean? So, being drunk.
Thanks, Al Cowlings.
Al Cowlings. Ooh, I like that. That works for me. That works for me. But, no, I just, like I said, we like to support the family and friends, and he'll get through it, and his friends and his family. He's got a wonderful family, I will tell you that.
Well, that's good. I will say they got him off the stage so quickly that besides the fact it was obvious he was intoxicated, it didn't seem to me like back in the day you would have been allowed to keep going and said something.
Oh, that, yeah.
Is just I think this is just more of a byproduct of anything that you do now is taped on camera, is recorded on camera phone. Yeah. But it's not like he melted down on stage. He was just obviously drunk and then he was gone.
Yeah, and he wasn't really saying much. It was like, do you want to hear my Jason Statham as a beekeeper? And then he's like trying to do this really bad impression. And then he goes, and now here he is as a librarian. And he starts doing another really bad impression.
Oh, no.
He didn't really incriminate himself. He didn't, we've seen, where they leave you on stage and you would say something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that was game, set, match, career-wise.
Yeah, and he did a little bit of, the little kid, watch this, and then kind of just does a little jump. He would do that to set his jokes up. He'd be like, all right, well, check this out, and then there was no joke, and he'd be like, okay, Wait, check this out. Check this out. Check this out. It's like, hey, we get it. Move on.
You know, the one guy to look at is Dean Martin, who pretended to be drunk on stage his entire career. He never was. He always pretended he was. Which is pretty smart, actually, when you look at it. It's like, hey, you're drinking out there. I'm drinking along with you. Everything's beautiful. But I never got a chance to meet Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra, which kind of makes me sad.
Dean Martin, you're right. I didn't know that until, I don't know, last 10 years or so. I was reading something about him. I had no idea that was all an elaborate hoax.
It was. It was just a flat-out hoax, no question about it. One thing, we'll move on to sports right after this, but Dean Martin spent the last, I believe, 18 months to a couple of years of his life eating spaghetti at the same table at the same restaurant every night and went home very sad. Most often while he was eating his dinner, he started crying because his son crashed his airplane. I think it was was he in the Air Force, the United States Navy?
Yeah.
Crashed his airplane into a mountain.
Oh,
and it changed Dean Martin forever, man. It just, he didn't live much longer. I don't know how long he lived after his son died in the plane crash, but one more than a few years, I don't even know if it was a few years. But
well, that is really sad.
It's terrible. So, look, Nick Swardson, we're here to support you, pal. I love you dearly, always have. And if you need anything, don't hesitate. Except I can't drink with you because Catherine would frown on that. That's all I'm saying.
Well, perhaps that could be the support that you provide.
That's exactly it. So, I didn't get a chance much because of, well, nobody did. Did they even play any sports last night because of the, because all the voting and all, all the rest of it?
Yes, they played a bunch of sports, but the Timberwolves and the Wild did not play.
That's
but
what
yes,
I thought,
they're, yes, Super Tuesday does not impact the sports calendar.
No.
It's safe to say that.
So basically, you got your guys, you got your the two guys that they're all calling from Step Aside, you're too old to be president. You got the two of them now. We'll see how it works, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I saw a headline in the last couple of days. It was hilarious. It said something like, you know, not a lot of excitement among voters about this presidential race.
No.
It sounds like a bad Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like two teams who you're like, they made it to the Super Bowl. They knocked off the best. This is going to suck.
Look, I try to be totally honest about that whole deal. Like I said, I've known Donald Trump for a long time, had met him for lunch when he was president of the United States, which is quite an honor, by the way. Some kid from the poor-ass ghetto in North Minneapolis having lunch with the president of the United States, that what an honor that was. I don't care. Who was the worst president in the history of the United States? Is there one guy?
Well, it might be Donald Trump.
Or Joe Biden, for that matter.
Well, yeah.
It could be either one of them.
Yeah. Now Nixon. Now, Nixon's an interesting case because he was a crook, but he was actually, you know, a pretty damn good politician, right?
I thought he said he wasn't
right.
a crook. Yeah, that's how we have to take their word on
this. Well, I think it's safe to say he was a crook. I'm going to put words in his mouth. I am not a crook. I am not a crook.
Unbelievable. The other one, the other guy, what was his name? He's running for president. Oh, Bob Dole, running for president of the United States. And somebody told him that he should call into my show over at the Q.
Yeah?
Calls in and goes, Tommy B. How he calls me Tommy B. So that he did a little research, which was nice.
Yes, yes.
But he didn't do enough research because he said this. Tommy B., I want to just tell you right up front, Bob Dole here. And I want to tell you what an absolute honor it is to be on with Tommy B. on KORS. Well, it's KQRS, but you know.
So he got the intelligence to know to call you Tommy B, but he didn't get the intelligence on the station, which is all you needed to know about Bob Dole, and that's why he wasn't a president.
That's very true, isn't it? You got to do all your research, not just part of it.
Boy, that's back in the day. We had Ross Perot, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ross Perot is going to, he'd probably be a lot like Trump, actually, now that I think about it.
True.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It is very, very true. So do you think, and I don't want to get too deeply into it, but I mean, with the choices you now have, you have a Trump and you got a Biden, and they can argue all they want, but they have a lot of similarities. Just, I mean, look at both of these guys. There are a lot of things about them, very, very similar things about them. There are other things that are far apart, but I just, this is the best we can do, huh?
Well, I've been saying this for a long time.
I know you have.
Before Trump. Here's my thing. The entire system within the confines of how we work needs to be restructured.
I agree.
I just don't think that, I don't, this is, politics or baseball. Baseball gets far too often stuck in its past, right? Well, we can't change that. Yeah. Now, they finally did change a bunch of things. But for how long has baseball been like, can't change that? Can't you? No. People, I feel like politics is the same way. I feel like we will not adapt. We will not adopt new philosophies. And so, yeah, you know what this is? This is an indictment of the fact that a lot of smart young people in politics don't want to touch this thing.
Yeah, very true. It is very, very true. No question about
that. But we end up blaming two people instead of saying the entire system needs to be revamped because God knows nobody wants to revamp the entire system.
1960, 8-year-old Tommy almost got his head taken off by Toots, my mother, because JFK, John F. Kennedy, was elected president of the United States, a Catholic, the first Roman Catholic ever elected to the presidency. Yep. My mother, being an ardent Roman Catholic, was way over the top. I had to leave the house for a while. My mother never hit me, so that wasn't part of it, but she could yell at me. She said, oh, how great is this? We have a Roman Catholic president. And I said, Mom, he's in the mafia. She did not like that. Because there's no question Joe Kennedy was part of the mafia. There's
did you
no
really
question.
Have to say that at that time, though?
Yes, I did.
Did you really have to tell your mother, your poor mother? By the way, setting up your entire career perfectly.
The peak of her happiness.
Yeah, exactly right. Here's my guess. My guess is this. Toots, for years and years, on the wall in some room in her house, a picture of the Pope and JFK.
You got it? Oh, no. That, you're right. That's two of them, the Pope. Who was at the very top, though?
JFK.
Because it, no.
Oh, Jesus, maybe.
Jesus, there you go.
Oh,
Jesus,
okay. Well, I'm thinking of people who were really, you know.
What do you mean,
a
really?
A little bit more. Well, I mean, yes. my wife's grandma, my father-in-law's mom had that until her dying day. She had the Pope and JFK hanging from her wall.
My mother had Jesus first, then a little, because it was like left to right, but as you went to the right, it went down
it's like
a little bit.
Like a family picture.
Like a family picture. There was Jesus. Then there was the Pope. I think it was Pius the 12th at the time. I'm not sure of that, but I think it was.
I'll take your word for that one.
So it's Jesus, then it was the Pope, then it was President Kennedy, and who was the bottom picture? There are four pictures. Who was on the bottom?
Ooh, this is good. Okay.
She's a Roman Catholic. You got to remember that. So that's definitely part of it.
Boy.
Okay, you want to know who it was?
Yeah, who is it?
Dean Martin.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious. You got Jesus, the Pope, JFK, and Dean Martin. Nice. Of course, my mother insists that Jesus wasn't the... People just won't admit it, but Jesus was Roman Catholic. I said... Pretty sure he wasn't, Mom. I don't even think there was a Rome back then, but maybe there was.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that. Well, I mean, yeah. This is so. You basically 50% of what she considered to be the family portrait. You like outed them. The Kennedys were mobbed up, and Jesus, was Jewish.
Oh God, I had a wonderful childhood. There's no question about it. All right, so anything? So we don't have any sports last night.
State hockey tournament starts today with Class A. Class AA, which is what I watch, starts tomorrow. Twins lost to St. Louis yesterday.
No, the Twins lost.
I wasn't even going to bring it up because it would antagonize you, but then when I realized you antagonized your mom so much, I therefore will, on her half, antagonize you.
There's no question. All right, so... Can I close by admitting what a pain in the ass I could be as a little kid?
Well, sure. Give us more.
True story. Easter Sunday, wake up. I always hated peeps. Hated them. You know what I'm talking about? Those little yellow
birds.
Sugar birds,
yep.
Sugar I agree birds. With you, by the way. I'm with you.
I said, Mom, how many times do I got to tell you? I don't like peeps. She started crying on Easter morning. I went, oh, God.
Oh, no.
So I ate hands full of peeps just to try to make it up, but it didn't work.
Why was she so attached to Peeps?
She thought we were very, very poor. So just the fact that she could afford to buy Peeps, you know, that was the big deal. I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know. I just thought that's how everybody lived, right? Mm-hmm. You know, live in a fourplex, sure. And on the back of the fourplex, there's always a little balcony type of deal. And your neighbors are getting fist fights out there just about 3-4 nights of the week, you know, just like everybody else lives.
Edina, See, Minnetonka, Edina. That's how we rolled. They're just went outside and brawled.
All right. Whatever.
All right. Cheers, guys. See you later.
Cap off now? Did you take the cap off?
I held it up higher so that you couldn't, so you couldn't criticize my holding of the beer bottle. I'll see you guys.
I love it, pal. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day. Scornor's Judd Zolgad. Love working with those guys. Yeah. Whose idea was that to put them on this show?
Yours?
Was it Dan and Amy?
I think it was Tevin.
No.
I just assumed
Tevin didn't
you.
Even know him.
No.
I didn't even know him.
No, I'm not sure. Probably Dan or Amy.
Great call, though.
Yeah.
I love working with those two guys. They're great guys. Don't tell them I said that, though.
No, hey, it'll be our secret.
Lips are sealed.
Wonderful. All right, we've got to take a break. Be right back. Chris Hager join us. Another guy I like. What is that?
You're getting soft in your old age is what it
really
is.
I really am, man. I'm getting all soft. Oh, I love you guys. You're the best. In addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell your firearms safely and worry-free. That's a very, very important deal. You don't want to be just giving your firearms to anybody. If you've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one and don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you're no longer using, call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely through consignment and auction. I know Jim's a great guy, extremely knowledgeable. He'll help you get top dollar, which is very important. He will help you explore all of the options and take the work and stress off your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lana Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
That guy's got a good voice, don't you think? Oh, it's Chris Eggert. Never mind. We'll get to him in a minute. Let's take a second to talk about my bank, North American Banking Company. If you own a business or you're thinking about starting one, make sure you check out my friends at North American Banking Company when your business is looking to capitalize on an opportunity or maybe solve a problem. Turn to their experts at North American Banking Company. Because they're locally owned and operated, loan decisions are made here in the Twin Cities. They're not shipped out of state. This helps business owners expand with confidence. So if you're looking for a better banking experience, why not bank with my friends at North American Banking Company? Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
You are, baby. Channel 5's Chris Eggert is brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. What's happening, Pally?
How are you guys?
Doing good.
Oh, I'm just so worn out because I was really pulling for my guy last night, and that was a flat-out lie. I wasn't pulling for anybody. So anyway. Dean Phillips. Actually, Dean was on my family podcast.
You got him on? Good.
No, he called in and asked to be on.
Oh.
And then as soon as he did win, I never heard from him again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'd mentioned that before. I thought maybe you got him on.
Oh, no, not recently.
No. No, I actually reached out to him and asked his people if he could be on, but I never heard back from him. Look, that's how people are. When they need you. When you don't, you don't. Whatever. He seemed like a nice enough guy.
It'll be interesting to see what he does. Nikki Haley dropped out. That happened this morning. Not any surprise to anybody, I don't think. So.
No. You know what's so weird about, and look, don't take this negative because everybody, it's such a guy thing to do. She is the type of person, it depends on which angle you're looking at her. Because some angles, she's very pretty. In other words, the other one, she looks like she's nuts. You know what I mean?
Here's what I'll say. And you probably have heard this over the years, I'm guessing, Tom, anytime you do like one of those publicity photos, like the one that's on the billboards right now where you're.
Well, there's a billboard? I didn't know there were
billboards.
Yeah,
there were some billboards right when they launched
last year.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody at some point told you you've got a good side.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
You know what I'm talking about, Tevin?
Yeah, like everybody has their angles where they look the best from, and like there will be some pictures where I'll see myself and I'm like, that needs to be addressed because that's not an acceptable approach.
I think you're exactly right, Tevin. So what I'll say, Tom, about the Nikki Haley thing is she maybe has a better side.
Well, I think she does. I'm not saying she doesn't, but there's one angle they try to get of her because they do it on purpose, by the way.
Oh yeah.
That she's got this grimace on her face. She looks like she wants to kill somebody.
Yeah. And depending on the event, there could be certain levels of makeup or preparedness that she is compared to other ones. Because I remember working at the House of Comedy, comedians would send their headshots in. And so I would have to go pick them up from the airport. And I pull up expecting to see this blonde, beautiful woman. I drive by because I didn't see her. I do a couple laps and she calls me and she goes, "Hey, you gonna stop and pick me up?" And I was like, "Oh, have you landed?" And she's like, "Yeah, I've watched you drive by twice." And I was like, "Oh, I did not recognize you at all. My bad."
Yeah, some of those glamour shots are like, "Whoa!" And then you see the person in real life, you're like, "Oh,
yep."
I got hoodwinked on that one.
Hoodwinked. I like hoodwinked. Sounds like the old neighborhood right there. I gotta hoodwink this guy. Hoodwink. You know what I mean? So what's the big news out there? We already covered the two most important stories.
St. Paul teachers looks like they've averted a strike. They came up with an agreement yesterday. Some of the teachers unions, though, are hot about this. And it does raise some questions to me on the same day where St. Paul announced an agreement, but there's still several school districts in the area that don't have an agreement yet.
Yeah.
Some new budget shortfall money came out yesterday, like some new data came out. St. Paul Public Schools, $107 million short on their budget.
Whoa.
Minneapolis, $90 million short. That's not a $90 million budget. That's a deficit of $90 million.
Oh, God.
Anoka-Hennepin, $24 million deficit. So the teachers' unions are like, well, that may all be true, but it seems very suspect that you're releasing that data right now when we're like trying to come up with an agreement, which I can understand their perspective on that.
No, I understand the same thing. As a matter of fact, I called Stanley Hubbard Jr. a couple of nights ago and I said, look, I just saw that Howard Stern just signed another deal for $200 million, and I'm kind of wondering, are you going to call me in one of these days or? What do you think?
That's when you get the conversation about, well, I'm not
getting for you
that.
To move on, Tom.
Yeah. Listen, that's a can of worms I am not opening.
No, absolutely and then not.
There's also yesterday a walkout at a nursing home or assisted living facility in St. Louis Park. This is really interesting because my uncle was a nursing home assisted living facility administrator for a number of years. And retired a couple years ago because he's seen this coming. There's such a worker shortage in that industry and people are working their butts off. The ones who are there are working so hard. They're trying to get $25 an hour. And the owner of the company that runs the place is like, I can't give you $25 an hour or we will go bankrupt.
Yep.
And He talked to me about that several years ago. He says it's a really, really critical time for them because it's such unforgiving work and it's so hard, but people just want to be paid more, but they can't do it. That's going to get, you know, when you think about that, as the population ages and people are living longer, at some point, when you think of all the things that the government is subsidizing, and it's a long list of things that they're subsidizing.
You got that right.
You almost wonder if, and I'm just spitballing here, I'm not running for president, but there's got to be some funding available somewhere to try to supplement those workers and help to prop up those assisted living facilities. I mean, otherwise, what's everybody going to do?
Well, and they're not doing it to help those facilities. They're trying to buy votes with our
money. Well, that's a whole nother point, right?
It drives me nuts. You're using my money to buy votes for you so you can make even more money, you pig.
That you definitely see a lot of that going on. In fact, yesterday there was a story that came out that the Biden administration is trying to get rid of late fees for credit card people who have credit card bills. Which, I mean, just at the surface, it sounds like what an easy thing to try to pander to people.
Right. I think I saw they wanted to cap it at like $8 or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's an idea. Help us not be in debt. Fix the economy. Then maybe we won't have to use our damn credit cards all the time, right?
Very true. More use now than ever in history, correct?
I think so.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get worse. But
it's a lot of debt, man. That's a lot of debt. And by the way, thank you for bringing up a walkout at an old folks' home. Every person I pictured coming out the front door had a walker. Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Well, it was the workers, not the residents.
I'm getting out of here, damn it.
That's more of a shuffle out. Yeah.
Yeah, but God bless them for wanting to escape.
I have a wonderful, very quick story. When we'd go to visit my lovely wife's grandma in Bismarck, North Dakota, mm-hmm. There was a woman in that retirement home who, when we were going up there, I was about 40, maybe something like that, 35, 40 years old. And there was a woman, she looked to be about 80, and she was in a wheelchair. Although she pulled the wheelchair with her feet. She didn't, you know, spin the wheels.
Kind of did the shuffle thing, yeah.
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 Every time I went to visit my wife's grandmother, that woman would sneak up behind me, pinch me in the ass and go, "Philip, I told you to get home." I'm like, "Lady, I'm not Philip." She thought I was her husband for some reason. She's like 90, I'm 35, and
no
I'm her husband.
Kidding.
It's like, Jesus. But she was good, man. I'd be looking around for her, couldn't spot her. All of a sudden, pinch.
She'd shuffle right up behind you. She was stealthy.
She, because you couldn't hear her come.
Yeah.
She's wearing the bedroom slippers, so there's no clinking on the... She's all of a sudden, pinch. You need to get home on time tonight. Stop hanging around at the bar with all your damn buddies. I'm like, "Lady, I'm not your husband. I'm sorry."
Isn't that crazy? My late grandmother was Alzheimer's, you know, dementia, kind of everything at the end. And the weird, the things that... You can tell it's like something that's replaying in their head over and over and over again.
Yep.
You know, like a song that keeps skipping at that one point. That's just what I think of when I think of that lady who was pinching your butt.
She kept
kind of skipping into that one moment in time. It's fascinating.
She was very mad at me. Every time I ever saw her, she was very angry. What are you shaking your head about there, AJ?
No, sorry. Something off. I got a tech thing I got to deal with. You guys keep
what talking. The hell did you do now?
We thought you were shaking, not approving of what we were talking about, AJ.
No.
Yeah, because he was doing this. What happened? What's the problem?
No, I just got to plug something back in. You guys keep going.
No. We support our coworkers.
Yeah, let's make AJ have to troubleshoot this live on the air.
That's because we support our coworkers. That's all
Take
I'm telling
people
you.
Inside the process.
What's so great, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not watching the video on the show today, AJ just disappeared. He's just gone.
Who's running this operation?
There's no captain to this ship. Chris, did you see the fantastic turnout for the flag rally yesterday?
Yeah, about maybe 10 people at best.
Yeah, I would say there's just slightly more there than there are on the show right now.
Oh, God, that's so sad, that picture. Yep. Oh.
Yep. Well,
There's about 20 people. You're right.
Yeah,
maybe 30.
You know what? I hope they feel good about getting their voices heard. Everybody should be heard.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a question. Looking at that picture again, aren't three of those flags the flag we just had?
Yeah, they want that to stay.
Well, they should have it stay.
I saw something this morning on Twitter. Somebody was implying that maybe those flags were being flown upside down.
Oh, that's so disrespectful.
I know. I was like, okay, first of all, and then the guy was like, I don't know if they're doing it, if that was on purpose or if it was just a mistake, but I was like,
it was very complimentary of the Native American guy. Can you ride a horse upside down? No. I mean, look at that. He's riding a horse upside down, man. That takes some talent.
Yeah. All right.
Plowing a field upside down. All right. Here's my flag, my upside down flag.
I knew that was coming.
What? I got Alzheimer's or something. I don't know what it is. Chrissy, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. Have a good day.
Chris Eggert, ladies and gentlemen. Channel 5's Chris Eggert is brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. Yeah, I still don't understand to this day. You're honoring the Native Americans, man's riding by on his horse. You're honoring the hard workers, guys plowing his field. What is wrong with that flag? It's a great flag.
I wouldn't say that it's necessarily honoring the Native Americans. There's probably a better way to come up with a flag that honors a Native American, the optic.
He's
of
on horseback doing his job.
Yeah,
he's
but it's
patrolling the area.
The optics of the, you know, the white man coming in and stealing the Native American's land is, I could see where that could cause some issues.
Okay. The only original land that we all are part of is in North Africa. The rest of it, nobody ever owned any of it. Now they pretend to own it. Look, I got nothing. I'm not against Native Americans claiming that we stole their land and we all this, that, and the other. That's not my point. But nothing's ever going to come of it other than ill will and bad feelings. Now, I say that in the fact that, well, the guys who run Mystic Lake, very, very good friends of mine. Charlie's a wonderful guy. So it's like, hey, I think it's pretty damn cool. You got these. I will tell you this. The Native American casinos, and it's not like we did them some great favor. That's not what I'm saying. But they're doing very, very well in that area. And I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
Can I say that I'm happy for Native Americans, or am I somehow stealing their thunder?
No, we might have to lock you up for that one.
Yeah, I might have to lock you up. But, hey, I'm happy for good. Make a ton of dough. It's the only place you can buy. What can you buy at the Native American casinos that you can't buy anywhere else? There's something you can buy, but I can't remember what it is. You know?
I have no idea.
No, I have no clue.
I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'll get back to you on it.
Okay.
I suppose you better take a break, huh? Or else, you know what? We can just wrap it up and say, you know what, Kristen, sorry, but we decided to leave 40 minutes early today.
I got a burning passion to talk to Kristen Burt today, so I say we just drive along. Yeah. Well, I don't want to cut her short. She's already short enough.
I love her. Don't tell her I said that, by the way.
Yeah, your secret's safe.
I've been working with that woman for 12 years, and I just absolutely love her. You know, I've never met her in person. Never.
Well, if she comes here for that, ice skating thing or swimming thing, gymnastics thing?
Yep.
One of the voting sports.
How do you go from ice skating to gymnastics?
No, it's the Olympic trials,
that's quite
right?
Yeah.
Well, I know it's a sport that goes based off of judging.
Yeah.
Because I put those a tier less than one where it's like the ball is in the net. You know, if
an
human,
opinionated sport,
it's a human opinionated sport for scoring. So I know it's one of those.
What's wrong with you?
Everything.
What's wrong with both of you?
So much.
We got to go to break. Not enough time.
Don't tell me what to do. Just for that, I'm not running this break, so you won't be paid this month. You're out of the mix. I'm lying. We'll be right back right after this. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency, so we made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the Air Dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine. Five.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
March means it's springtime, and that means spring cleaning, and your carpets and air ducts are the first item on my list. Your carpet and ducts are your biggest air filters in your home, and you could be breathing in nasty dust, dander, and bacteria. Zero Res's platinum-rated cleaning systems and environmentally friendly ZR water to the rescue with these limited-time offers. Three rooms of carpet clean starting at just $129 off $40 savings, $75 off air duct cleaning, and 20% off all upholstery cleaning. Zero Res has over 17,000 reviews with an average 4.9 star rating, so their Gotta Love It guarantee ensures your spring cleaning will leave your home looking and smelling how it should. Call 952-ZEROREZ or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com to schedule your spring cleaning offer today, and be sure to ask for the Tom Bernard special. Zero Res. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same. Schedule your appointment today and beat the spring cleaning rush.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
You damn right.
Yeah.
Some of you might have tuned out because of that, but, you know, don't worry about a thing. You know, I got to tell you something, honest to God, thinking back to this whole deal, and, you know, I'd like to look back at how things happened and all the rest of it, but many, many years ago, all the political assholes in the state of Minnesota decided to go after me because I wouldn't support either one of them. So they said I did this and I did that, and they turned, oh my God, I was just, oh, you're this, and called me all kinds of names and whatever. The very first people that reached out to me and said, we want to get together because this is ridiculous what's happening to you, that would have been Charlie and Keith from Mystic Lake. They stepped up and said, come on out, have lunch with us, we'll hang out. Not only did I have lunch with them, I get there, it's my birthday, they have a birthday cake waiting for me. So, lest anyone think that I didn't appreciate that, they were the only ones who stood up and said, Tom, this is bullshit, and we don't like what they're doing to you. It's not true. So there you go. That's how life should work, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You would, like, when you're going through tough times, whether it's something that was self-induced or something, in your case, fabricated and made up, you want to have people in your corner that are supporting you.
Yeah, but very, very few people do it. Yeah. I will tell you.
Oh, nowadays people are, they're almost more scared of the backlash of them saying, oh, yeah, I support somebody.
It's true. But I got to be honest with you, the other family that always supported me were the Hubbards. They've always supported me, which I've always appreciated. No question about it. Now I'll call people all kinds of names to see if I can get it done again. See if I can get fired again. What do you think?
Yeah, no publicity is bad publicity, I think is what they say.
No, but I think people need to know that kind of thing. That people, certain people stepped up, and Charlie and Keith were the very first ones to do it, and I'll never forget them. They're wonderful people. Charlie actually came down a couple of years after that, came down to Key West to watch the KQ Morning Show live in Key West. Guys, what a nice man. Just a great guy. All right, so in any case, but don't you think that's the kind of stuff that should be brought out to the public?
Yeah, yeah. Nobody, like, in that case where they know everybody's talking about the negative, nobody highlights really the positive. So you want to make sure people understand that there's two sides to every story.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So, but they're just really, really nice people. I haven't seen Charlie in a couple of years now, or Keith either, actually, to tell you the truth. But really, really good people. So what else is happening? Everything else is good?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, big stories. There was the huge Haiti prison escape because I guess, have you been paying attention to what's going on in Haiti at all, Tom?
Yeah, it's a little bit of hubbub, I know. Yeah,
they're like Port-au-Prince, I guess, is like 80% controlled by gangs. Like I think it was CNN had some photographer down there that did an interview with the gang leader. They're trying to like overthrow the government, and so they broke out like 3,500 prisoners from some huge prison in Haiti. Not a great place right now.
You guys ever been down there, the Dominican Republic, or Haiti?
Nope.
There's a mountain range between the two of them. It's on the same island, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And we're down there hanging out, having a good time, playing a little golf. And we get to the mountain range, and I go, God, that's beautiful. You ever go up there? And he goes, no. I said, why not? He said, because you go up there, whether you're trying to get into Haiti or a Haitian's trying to get in here, you're going to end up dead. It's like, holy Christ. They just kill people who came over that mountain range. Kill them.
Yep. Nope. I'm not going there.
Not, hey, turn around and go back. It's just, we'll just kill you.
Yeah. It's always bad when the locals will tell, you know, the tourists, like, you're good over here, but if you go down that street two blocks and hang a left, you're probably not coming back.
That's very, very true. So, I don't know. What is it, just the world in general is in such bad shape mentally that this is happening everywhere on the planet Earth, that people have lost their minds?
Yeah, and I think it kind of is maybe a snowball effect where if you see, okay, this is happening over here and there's no real repercussions, or if we kind of really fully commit, because I'm assuming Haiti doesn't have a huge, you know, police force, military force is able to kind of squash this. Like, whereas if this were to happen in the U.S., things would get pretty ugly pretty quickly.
Right.
It's an opportunity, and, you know, you're able to, in a poor state where everybody's kind of living in shacks and stuff, they don't really have any other options other than kind of just rolling with, now I guess criminals run the world now.
I don't really understand, because I don't know much about Haiti, but didn't they have an opportunity, and I'm not certain about this, maybe somebody knows, but I think I heard this as a kid. They had every opportunity to build these beautiful sugarcane fields in Haiti and do this huge sugar business with, I believe it was CNH, the sugar company, all the rest of it. And for some reason, the politician said, nope, we're not having somebody else run this country. I run this country. Well, they're not going to run the country. They're going to run a business in your country, which I guess then it would tell you what you can and cannot do. But Haiti did have a chance to get out from under all that poverty, but their leadership wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and it sounds like that might be part of the reason why at least the one particular gang, I think it's like Delmas 6 is their area, that they're trying to overthrow the government because they say they're doing a bad job. But yeah, and then they had they had a really bad earthquake.
Yeah,
20 years ago that really set him back as well.
I was going to say that I must not keep him on my current events, because I have not heard about Haiti since the earthquake. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, there's not been a lot of talk. You're right about that. There's not been a lot of talk about them. I have never been there. I didn't go over to mountain range. I followed my caddy's lead. I said, "Oh, Tom, don't go over there. You'll never come back." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well, I guess I won't then."
Yeah, hey, whatever you say, man.
Never mind.
Whatever you say.
And also circle other areas on this map that I shouldn't.
Yeah, are there some other key parts to not be around?
Oh, there are parts of the Dominican Republic you shouldn't go to. There's parts of Minneapolis you shouldn't go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like
it's
that's anywhere.
It's not that
though.
Bad.
That's anywhere, though, I feel like.
Yeah.
It is. I think it is anywhere. I think you're absolutely right about that. But I don't know. We'll see how it all shakes out, see how it all turns out. It's kind of unfortunate, don't you think?
Yeah, and I feel like it's not necessarily getting as talked about because you have everything going on in the Middle East, and then still Russia and Ukraine. The whole world just seems like there's just one big conflict going on.
That's because everybody now, and particularly the United States, is buying power. They're using our money to buy power. That is a horrible thing that we ever allowed that to happen. That you can take our tax money. Well, didn't California just go from a zero deficit to a $20 billion deficit because they gave $20 billion to all these illegal immigrants?
Let's see here. I don't know. That looks like they're sending money to a lot of people. Looks like residents with disabilities are getting cash sent to them.
All right.
But yeah, so it looks like it ballooned. Their deficit is at $73 billion right now.
73. It was at zero not long ago, wasn't it? Just a couple of years ago.
That I'm not sure about, but it says their ballooning budget deficit is going on.
We have got to stop these politicians, man. They're using our money to buy votes, and then when the place goes under, it's going to be our fault.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just should not happen that way. I just money, 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 money. It really is God, isn't it?
Oh yeah, people would sell their soul for a couple bucks.
Well, that's so sad. You know what? It's not a good time to go to a break because that's how we make money. But I have to. Just to be told, why don't you stop being such a money grubber? Well, here's some people that pay to be on the show, so let's go hear from them. It's different. This is done different. This is run as a business, damn it.
It's different because it's us.
Well, I didn't put a gun to anyone's head.
Not yet.
It's the advertisers pay for it so the people don't have to. That's what it is.
Yeah,
that would be good. It'd be Sotheby's or Michael Bryant or Michael Bilski in the next break. I don't think I'd hold a gun to any of their heads.
No.
I'll get back to you, though. We will be right back right after these words. Have you enjoyed Minnesota's non-winter this year? Want to enjoy the warmth whenever you want? Two Minnesotans can help you live that dream. Matt Carlson from Realty One Group Destination Key West grew up in Litchfield, Minnesota, started out helping his friends find homes locally and in Florida, and now he can help you. If you've considered living in the warmth of Florida, now is the time to reach out to your new friend in Realty, Matt Carlson. It's a buyer's market now, and your Minnesotan friend Matt can help you with a new home here or in the Florida Keys. And if you need some guidance with financing, Kristen Eklund from Coast to Coast Mortgage can help. Kristen is Matt's preferred lender, can finance anywhere in Florida, and like Matt is one of us, as she hails from the Sartell, Alexandria area. So, if you're looking at a new home in Minnesota, or maybe that second home or retirement place in Florida, trust your new local friends, contact Matt and Kristen. Visit onekeywest.com. That's onekeywest.com, or call Matt at 612-791-2345, 612-791-2345, and work with local professionals you can trust.
Is that text you're sending so important that you miss your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We said wherever, damn it. Pay attention. I got this headline I just looked at. I don't know what this means. I don't know if you guys seen this headline. Is there a curse on the infamous selfie from the 2014 Oscars?
Oh, is this the Ellen DeGeneres one? This?
Ellen DeGeneres? Is that what you're saying?
Is that the one that you're talking about?
I don't know. I just saw the headline. I haven't clicked on the story yet.
Because I think it's the Ellen DeGeneres one. I don't remember who the other people are, but that's been circulating where they say this one didn't age well.
For 10 years it's been out there, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so I should click on and do the story.
Yeah let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I just saw that headline. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Remember the 2014 Oscars when Ellen DeGeneres took the most star-studded selfie ever? Yes, believe it or not, it's been 10 years, and in those 10 years, bad things have happened to most of the people in the photo. This is not good. Well, Ellen got fired, right?
Yeah. I think it was one of those maybe a mutual parting of ways.
Oh,
where,
okay.
You know, I don't want to say like a Lindsay Whalen thing with the U, where they were like, hey, we're going to let you go, but we're also going to give you a chance before we announce that we're letting you go to just kind of step away.
Yeah.
So.
Save face a little bit.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why they let Lindsay Whalen go. Oh, why did they?
Terrible idea.
Stupid.
That very bad comparison, because Ellen was the right choice to let go.
Yep.
Based on what I hear behind the scenes, whereas Lindsay Whalen was like propping pretty much holding that program afloat. Yep. And now it's not great.
Yeah, and especially at a time when women's college basketball is kind of at its peak of popularity and
more
interest.
Eyes than
they
ever.
They really screwed that up. Mm-hmm.
Seems like it. Okay, so Ellen called out in a 2020 article for a toxic work environment on her show. The allegations only grew from there, and she ended the show. Yeah, she ended the show in 2022. Yeah, right. Kevin Spacey, where do we start? He was fired from the House of Cards in 2017 due to sexual assault allegations. He's still never been convicted of anything, but his career has not recovered, and it never will, actually. No. I don't understand something. And maybe I'm nuts, and maybe I, whatever the deal is. But isn't a part of having sex being accepted by the other person? I mean, that to me would be the biggest part of it is, hey, they want to do this, and I want to do it. And what a thrill that is.
Yes.
Forcing yourself on someone else, how is that thrilling?
It's not, or at least it shouldn't be to, I think, any normal, decent human being.
No.
Why is it that people with power tend to be... You know, sexual predator. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Yeah, well, I think it's they don't think the rules apply to them.
They're above the law.
Yeah, they view people as lesser than them, so they're, you know, you are just a tool to them.
But, I mean, to this day, Kath and I have been together for 44 years, right? We'll be married 40 years on July 7th. I love the fact that when we get together, we want to be together. After all these years, it's wonderful.
Yeah, like you crying or her crying during the experience, probably not the
both.
Yeah, right. That's not what you want. You want it to be two mutually consensual adults.
But to your point, can you pick which one's crying because of sadness and which one's crying because of happiness? Which is it?
I mean, I didn't want to air your dirty laundry out, but I would assume that you're happy to be there, and she's like, this again.
Going through this again, are we? Okay. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie filed for divorce in 2016, and boy, did it get ugly. In fact, it's still pretty ugly. I got to be honest with you. If there are two people on earth that are severely mentally ill, it's Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, don't you think?
They have a very bizarre relationship because it feels like they were always together and seemed like they were good. The Brangelina, they were the most popular couple ever. And then, they kind of had a rapid fall and they did the Mr. and Mrs. Smith movie together. Like, I don't know. You always thought they'd
make
it.
There you have it.
They've got some issues.
Meryl Streep, last year it was revealed that she had separated from her husband, Don Gummer. Your name is Meryl Gummer-ish. I would never take the last name Gummer. No. I'm sorry. Not happening.
Streep is much better.
Yeah, Streep and Gummer. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. After almost 40 years together, they got divorced. Yeah, but it doesn't say why or what. Well, how is that bad news?
I think
they got divorced.
Just stretching for it's not hasn't gone perfect for some of these people.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously Kevin Spacey, that's a very serious, you know, allegations and stuff like that. But then they go, and then if you kind of broaden your parameters for what misfortune is, there's also divorce and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They're saying everybody's in the pool, just some people are in a much deeper side of the pool.
Well, that's true. Good point. Bradley Cooper, he was nominated for an Oscar that night and didn't win. He lost 7 more Oscars since. He'd also lost one in 2013. He's nominated in 3 this year for Maestro, so we'll see if he actually wins this time. These are all people that took a picture with Ellen DeGeneres and life sucked since.
Time out. Look,
it's like the Madden curse.
Well, I was going to say, the Bradley Cooper one sounds pretty solid to me. Like, I get you're not winning your Oscars quite a bit, but, like, Leonardo DiCaprio is an all-time actor.
Yep.
And he just won one, what, a couple years ago for the Gray or whatever it was called.
Yep.
It sounds like you're just putting up banger roles after banger roles. Like, just because you're not the best in that category doesn't mean you're not successful. Yeah. Like, you were second best 7 years straight. Boo-hoo.
Right. And also to lump me in with Kevin Spacey for not winning an Oscar. Like, come on. Thanks.
One guy who has been working versus one guy who hasn't been working at all because of terrible stuff.
Yep.
Very true. If he gets shut out this year, he'll be 0 for 12, 0 for 11 since the selfie was done. Jared Leto. He actually won an Oscar that year for Dallas Buyers Club, but since then he's played the most universally hated Joker in Suicide Squad and appeared in House of Gucci, Morbius, and Haunted Mansion. Julia Roberts, her filmography since 2014, has been pretty underwhelming, although she did play Smurf Willow in Smurfs The Lost Village. Yeah, boy, there's a big role for Julia Roberts to be playing. Jesus. The remaining people in the selfie, that would be Jennifer Lawrence, Channing Tatum, Lupita Nyong'o, and her brother Peter, seem to be doing okay for now. So, because of one picture, all those people were cursed. Yeah, that's not good. There's no question about it. But yeah, Julia Roberts, you're right. Where the hell has she been? I always thought she was really good.
Yeah, she's one of those, like, I feel classically, you know, one of the best actresses actors of all time for what she did. And then, she kind of fell off, and you don't hear from her as much.
You're absolutely right. No question about it. So we'll keep an eye on them, though, actually. We'll see how it all works out in the end, right?
Yeah, and hopefully Ellen DeGeneres is done taking selfies with actors and ruining their careers.
Sounds like she's just doing a lot of real estate stuff now.
Who?
Julia Roberts?
No, Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, okay.
Ellen DeGeneres.
She's doing real estate?
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah. Would you love a cozy 2-bedroom rambler in the West Side?
So, like,
Ellen DeGeneres is here to sell you a house.
If you're that cursed by a selfie with her, imagine if you buy a house from her.
Exactly. To the ground.
Ugh, haunted.
Well, let me put it this way. Have you ever talked to her?
No.
One of the biggest assholes I have ever talked to.
I could
incredibly arrogant.
Okay. I mean, I can believe that. I've heard a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she never came across as likable to me, but...
Yeah, well, there you go. You picked up on it because she is not a nice person. I will tell you that. You know who is, though? After this break, Kristen Burt. Now, there's a good person.
Probably the most
likable. And we'll be right back. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Recently, Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC was contacted by a company that does on-site sales. Jim was confused.
Wait, they don't know anything about us. Our staff, our reputation, most importantly, our customers.
Hey, pal, no problem. We do them all over the country. You know, get the manager off the roof sale, inflatable gorilla sale, and our favorite, the 13-hour sale with a giant clock that goes to 13. Urgency, baby. We bring our crew because, well, your people are, let's just say, a little laid back.
And the pricing?
Nothing special, sport.
But Jim thought, we price competitively every day. Our prices are special. We definitely don't need these guys. But sale does convey some urgency, so we made a bold decision for his fine dealerships.
Announcing the Valley Buick GMC 365-day sale. And we can even extend it a couple years or so.
I got the air dancer guy, scratch-offs, plastic keys, bubble machine. Fire.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley or Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Hurry.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw & Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
You damn right it is, ladies and gentlemen. All right, what's the big smile for? I know she appears on the screen. She's got the big smile. I know what it's for because she promised on social media, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire.
Well, you were nice to me at the end of the last segment. So day one, I'm going to have another whiteboard for that.
You get a different whiteboard going.
Got all these whiteboards. Just a couple buttons on your last segment. First of all, Ellen DeGeneres is a huge estate house flipper. So she will buy major properties, renovate them top to bottom, and then sell them for, like, if she bought them for 10, she's selling them for 30.
Okay.
And I'm talking about million.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And she's done it for years. And I would say a large part of her fortune, I mean, other than her talk show, it does come from real estate.
Really?
And the houses she flips are gorgeous. I've had to cover some of them in the interior, the exterior. She actually has good taste in that. So
good for her.
She knows what she's doing, huh?
Yes. Julia Roberts has been around a lot, you guys. We forgot. Ticket to Paradise with George Clooney. They did the rom-com, I think now almost two years ago in 2022 on Amazon Prime. Nobody remembers that.
Nope.
Fantastic.
Nope.
And then she had a movie out this past fall, Leave the World Behind, on Netflix, which did really well.
I watched that movie. I should have known better. That was fantastic. I take everything back.
And then also Gaslit. She did a show, I think it was on Hulu, I want to say, about Martha Mitchell during the Watergate era, the woman who was kidnapped. And that kind of like ran through the award show cycle too. So she's been around. You just aren't watching. But that's... You know, that's the crazy thing about, like, this world of streaming. It's not like back in the day when Pretty Woman was running, the billboards were everywhere and that was the only thing you watched. You knew Julia Roberts was a movie star. She wasn't going to pop up on your TV screen. Mm-hmm. So,
well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So, look at all we learned from Kristen Burt. That's all I have to say.
Here for the knowledge.
Here for the knowledge, man. That's all I have to say. I was going to ask, now I don't even remember her name, but I had dinner with her father and her stepmother. Very, very pretty woman. She's in a lot, did a lot of modeling, did some acting. Oh, what the hell's her name? I can't even remember. It's sad. It starts with
she's
an F.
Was she more of a model who acted or an actress who modeled?
I don't know which way it went, one or the other, but she was, Cindy Crawford. That's what
Cindy
it was.
Cindy Crawford. Okay, yeah.
So she was an actor and a model?
Definitely a model. I wouldn't call her an actor. She did one movie, and it's, if you ever go back and watch,
really?
It's an entertaining hour and a half with Billy Baldwin.
Really?
Yes. Yes. It's a treat. You'll understand why. It's her like one and done movie.
I will never forget that. It was at Golden Valley Country Club. We had dinner with Cindy Crawford's father and her stepmother, I believe it was. Went really, really well until a couple of guys from the queue who were there had a little too much to drink and literally took it their arm and swept a lot of plates and cups and on the floor, started screaming. I'm like, oh, God.
That's
so then I got pissed off and acted like an even bigger asshole. But, you know, other than that.
You weren't in your sweet Tom Bernard era.
Well, when somebody does something like that, it does piss me off. But, you know, I will tell you, though, Cindy Crawford's father, I've never heard from him again, so I think it didn't work out too well.
No, it doesn't sound like it did. You could have been hanging out with Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber on their Malibu estate.
That's correct.
And they're besties with George Clooney and Amal Clooney. Think of the life you gave up because some dude...
I didn't give up anything because the pain in the ass lost his temper. But her father was a very nice guy, actually. He's a really nice... I don't know. I remember why he was living in Minneapolis at the time. I don't remember why. But yeah, he actually lived in Minneapolis. So
Cindy is also very kind, too. So
that's what I hear. She's a very sweet person.
Very smart, too. She had like a full scholarship to Northwestern for engineering and gave it up to go... Model,
Well, she's semi-attractive, let me put it that way.
Sort of. And her daughter looks just like her. It is like cut and paste. She's beautiful.
Oh, there you go. God, can you imagine hanging out with Cindy Crawford and George Clooney and their spouses? It's like, I don't
I would feel really ugly. I'm not going to lie.
I know, wouldn't you?
I would be up the entire day before trying to figure out what to wear. Like, is this too much? Is it not enough? Like... too many beautiful people.
I'd feel so awkward because that, like, all four of them, genetically blessed. All four.
Yeah, that's true. No question about it. So what's the latest? Anything good going on in Hollywood?
I got lots of news. Good. So first of all, let's start with AJ because it's AJ's turn to have some good news.
Yeah.
Last Airbender got picked up for season 2 and 3 just moments ago.
That is, you know what? I was not as let down as I thought I was going to be watching it. They took a lot of liberties, but I understand why, probably for like a TV show, why they had to. But, you know, I'm excited because, frankly, it starts ramping up and gets a lot better in seasons 2 and 3. So a lot of good characters.
Yeah, so they are committed. Netflix just announced it right before I came and joined you guys. So.
That's fantastic. Thank you for telling me
that. I'm here to, like, deliver the good news. Yesterday it was Tracker with... For Tom, AJ, I mean, Tevin, now I have to deliver something for you. I don't know what it is.
No pressure.
Suits reboot.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even.
Well,
don't
I mean, he is getting the Suits reboot. The Suits and they're starting to cast. So it should be Stephen Amell is taking the lead character. We should be pretty interesting. I'm looking forward to it. But kind of a note from yesterday, we talked about, you know, Tracker being that Super Bowl, get that Super Bowl airing with like lots of eyeballs and it gives a great success. And you were like, has anything failed? Well, guess who decided to do the research for you? There have been shows that failed. So I thought I would see if anyone, actually, Tevin and AJ, these happened like before you were probably even born, some of them.
Okay.
But to be honest, even though I was alive, I was like, I don't even know what these shows are. So the history of like airing a show after the Super Bowl ties back to the late 70s, just in case anyone didn't know that. The first show was 1979, Brothers and Sisters. Now, this is not the Sally Field show that showed up in like the early 2000s. This is a totally different one. It was a comedy that tried to capitalize off of the Animal House craze. So, Tom, I'm going to ask if you remembered that one.
Nope, not even for 1 second.
Okay, neither did I. I was a baby, so... That one doesn't work. Let's see if I can find another. There's a couple other ones. The Last Precinct in 1986. And this one starred Adam West.
It was like a police
comedy.
Nope.
Yep. That one was only aired for 7 episodes.
Oh, God.
1990. Grand Slam. This was Paul Rodriguez and John Snyder, who were played two bounty hunters and only had 6 airings.
Nope. Don't remember it.
Okay, we have just a couple more. Extreme, this one was with a very young Julie Bowen. I'm going to guess she was in her teens at this point because it was, what, 1995 or maybe early 20s. And James Brolin, and it was about a search and rescue team operating out of the Rocky Mountains of Utah and had 7 airings.
Nope. That doesn't even sound like a good plot to try to make a TV show about.
Right? Yeah.
And the most recent one was 2019, and I do remember this one, and it was one of those competition shows called The World's Best. It was on CBS, and it was one of those where people had to, you know, like an America's Got Talent, and had to perform in front of an expert of judges, but there were like 50 judges altogether, and that didn't last very long either.
Don't remember any of those.
Yeah, so there you go. Those were the major fumbles after the Super Bowl. But it seems like most of them happened in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. The ones that have aired in the 2000s have pretty much been a success.
Really? So yeah. They learned their lesson?
Or they're just choosing the right projects. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not just like, oh, Unscripted doesn't do well in that time slot, because Survivor, the Australian Outback, premiered after the Super Bowl, did gangbuster numbers. But also The Wonder Years, Friends, Grey's Anatomy, X-Files, these are all shows that had post-Super Bowl airings and did extremely well.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. You have to have good programming. That's all there is to it.
Yep, got to have the right project, and obviously your tracker is going to be on that good list, not on the fumble list. What,
I've seen a couple of them so far. It's really good. He's very good in that show.
Yeah, he's a great actor, though, too. He came out of, I don't know if you realize, he came out of daytime.
No, I did not
know
that.
He was a soap opera actor, yeah, and then was one of the few that really, it's really tough to break out of daytime, and he managed to do so, and This Is Us was like, and This Is Us, also another post-Super Bowl show. Mm-hmm.
I watched a couple episodes of that and didn't care for it.
When did you watch it? Last night?
What, This Is Us?
Yeah.
No, it was when it first came out.
Oh, okay.
When was that? What, 10 years ago or something?
Yeah, I'm probably going to say about 8, maybe.
8 years ago, yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't care for it. I don't know. It seemed too mopey for me.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah, I don't need it.
It's pretty sad.
I got to work with you three. That's sad enough.
You know I mean? Hear you.
I hear you.
But you're supposed to be nice to us.
Oh, I am. Okay. Well, never mind.
Remember?
Never mind. Yes, I forgot about that part. Yeah.
I was like, I wonder how long that'll last. And I'm like, oh, wait, let me take the whiteboard. We're back to zero.
You know what I love about Kristen, though? Is now she goes on social media to go, okay, straighten out. Let's go. You're watching me on social media.
It's pretty exciting. I find it. I don't go on Facebook often, but now I'm visiting just to see what Tom says, because he's very chatty, and it's like a solid paragraph of like what has happened, how he's feeling, and maybe even what he's wearing. And then there's no photos with it. It's just like a big, bold, dense paragraph.
Yep. I'll get with the photographs soon.
Yeah, get us some photographs. We'll get photographs. Little video. Do some things.
It's like a blog. But,
and then you go and you look. I actually was the first one to chime in yesterday. I must have just hit it as you hit send. But all of a sudden, there's like 14,000 comments underneath it. And people are like, yeah, Tom, blah, blah, blah. And a couple people ribbing him and a couple people totally opposing him. It's really fascinating to watch. It's like Facebook 10 years ago.
Do they must not put the opposition up for me, because I've never even seen one.
There's like three settings. I think there's like all comments, most relevant, and they're showing you usually just most relevant unless you click the all comments.
Oh, yeah. I must just have the most relevant, because I don't see any of that stuff.
That's fine. You don't
I wouldn't
to.
Care. I look, I
No, and when people are opposing you, they're not being mean. They're just like, oh, I don't agree. You know what I mean? They're not fighting with you or anything.
Hey, listen, I don't need everybody. I wouldn't want everybody to agree with me always. It'd be boring.
That's true.
Yeah, just your real, true feelings.
Yeah. You know? Well, people are loving that you are super chatty on Facebook, so keep it up.
I just add some photos
and video.
I do like it. So, yeah, I do have to add some photos and video. You're absolutely right about that.
More Pop-Tart taste tests.
Right.
Pop-Tart taste. Yeah, we're going to do that again, because I think that was a caramel one that Andy gave me last time.
Toaster strudel's next.
Yep.
Toaster strudel? Okay, we'll get that done. No, but people are very, very nice. People did not used to be that. Was it because I was drinking when I was on Facebook last time around?
Probably.
Most likely. You were a little bit more of an angry, like, I remember when you were on Twitter, you were a little bit more of an angry tweeter than a happy tweeter, so.
Gee, what do you mean?
Well, and it would happen in the middle of the night.
Well, it was in the middle of the night. That's very, very
true.
I
would wake up and there was like a stream of texts.
I got to be honest with you, though. And this is, I'm not asking you to forgive me for being so goddamn crabby all the time, but I was working for a company I hated. Oh my God, did I hate that company. And everything they did was wrong. Everything. So it's like, you're destroying the biggest, highest rated show in America. You're destroying it, and that's okay with you. And then, of course, they blame me for it going under. It's like, what?
They have to blame someone.
Yeah, not themselves, of course.
No,
it was their
idea. Never. No, you don't take accountability. The executives never blame themselves.
You got here. We are the number one morning show in America. When I left, they're now in 13th place. Nice job.
But they're climbing. It feels like closer to 12 than it does 14.
Does it now? And look, I'm not blaming everybody. I still got a couple of friends over there. Don't get me wrong. No, maybe not. Let me think about it. I'll get back to you. But no, I hate that when people come in, have to change everything, it doesn't work, and then when it doesn't work, it's your fault. It's like, what? You are the one that effed it up. Why don't you go hang out at the bar? You're good at that. Anyway, moving forward.
Tell us how you really feel, Tom.
I just get so sick of that bullshit. Is that you do something wrong, and it's everybody else's fault but yours. I want you to stand up and admit, look, I made the call here. It was the wrong call. I apologize. I'm going to need your help. Let's work together and fix it. But it was my fault. How is that so hard to do?
It's not. People just don't do it.
Accountability, yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever works. I don't know. Now you got me in a horseshit mood. Way to go, Kristen.
Oh, no. No, it's something we talked about. I want to say it was like 3 or 4 months ago that they were going to bring back Baywatch. It's official, you guys.
Are they really?
They are really bringing back Baywatch. And it found a network. It's going to land on Fox. So the log line was like, get ready for like swimsuits and like behind the scenes of what happens. Lives of our lifeguards and our very dangerous beach. You know, I mean, do you want to go to the beach where everyone's like drowning every single day?
No, not at all.
Also, it's going to take
even with hot lifeguards. Yeah. I don't care.
And it's going to take one episode in the first like slow motion run scene down the beach, and it's going to be this show is misogynistic. It's this. It's that. And
oh,
it's
gonna true. Get
the first one's going to have to be like full dong.
You gotta lean into the guys, yeah. This time absolutely. Around.
Well, I think wasn't there a guy that was cast as like, or they? I think the guy that they cast as the main male lifeguard was in the news recently. Like, didn't they make a big deal out of it? No, like in the reboot of it, right?
They haven't cast anyone yet.
Oh, they haven't.
Just
oh, okay.
Nando. Nope.
Never mind. Different lifeguard story then.
Yeah.
Nice research.
These lifeguards.
the headline was like sexy male lifeguard, and so I kept scrolling, but so I just assumed it was Baywatch. Yes.
Yeah, I've never seen that show. Is it any good?
No, it was never good, but it was like a pop culture. It didn't do well on NBC. I don't know if people realize it was on NBC for a season. NBC canceled it, and it went into syndication back when the syndication market was big, and it became the number one show around the globe. I mean, listen, it was just a bunch of hot bodies. It was the 90s, and in the 90s, breast implants were like the hot cosmetic surgery to do. And each girl, each woman who was on the show, the actresses, they had custom fit swimsuits that, you know, were cut up to their rib cage. And it's interesting when you go back and see some of the documentaries on it and some of the actresses talking about the pressure to stay rail thin. I mean, not even just like thin or athletic. I'm talking about like bony. And they would talk to them even if they put on a couple of pounds, because you just had to be like just big boobs, no body otherwise. And, you know, for a lot of them that led to drug addictions and things like that. It was a stressful show to be on.
Like this one.
Like this one. Every morning I wake up and go, how am I going to sit in my closet?
Similarly to Baywatch, Tom ridicules us if we gain a little weight. Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly it. There's no question. Yeah, I never did see that show. What was her name? Pamela Anderson?
Anderson. Yeah.
And she was.
And she's kind of having another moment again. She showed up. This sounds so random, but she showed up last year at Paris Fashion Week. And she like de-glammed. Usually you hire like a glam team and you're like super styled. She showed up with like no makeup. She did her hair herself. And people were like, this is revolutionary. And now she's wound up with like beauty deals and skincare deals. And she's on like everyone's cover. And they want her in the front row of her fashion, their fashion shows. So she's having this sort of Pam Anderson renaissance. It's really interesting.
Well, there you have it. Look at it. You had like a 20-minute segment that time. What do you think of that action?
I had so much knowledge to disperse to all of you this morning. Hopefully we will get Tevin some good news for one of his shows.
Yeah.
See if I can go 3 for 3, you know?
Even if you don't, it's not a big deal.
Right,
two for 3.
I'll pretend.
Good.
You come with whatever news you have tomorrow. Just say it's for me and I will act very excited.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna find that way. I'm gonna find something totally unhinged now. You'll be like, damn it, this is for you.
I was not gonna mention this. We do have to go. I wasn't gonna mention this, but I have to now. I've been begging her to cover BET, but she just won't do it.
Oh, please don't cover BET. I don't even think there's anything on BET worth covering.
Black Entertainment Television.
I mean, I don't watch BET.
I've never seen it, so it's that bad.
I haven't watched BET since 106 in Park.
I was going to say 106 in Park was the only show. Thing that ever, yep. Yeah.
Really? I thought that thing was getting bigger by the day.
No, it's shrunk considerably, yeah. I think.
Oh, has it? Really? Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do? All right, we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
All right, see you then.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Krista Burt, Entertainment News, brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. That is going to do it for today. We will see you tomorrow. The family show up in about 10 minutes.